Sometimes God lets something in your life die, but don't worry when it dies. Resurrection is who he is and what he does. And if you can get the stone rolled away long enough to believe for a little while, I hear a voice calling Lazarus out of the grave. See, the grave clothes wrapped up the revelation of who Jesus was. When he got on the scene and said, Lazarus, come forth, the grave clothes had no choice but to fall off, because the voice of the Lord unwraps death to present resurrection. Who needs a miracle today? I came to preach to you.
And the greatest opportunities are not always obvious. The greatest opportunities are often hidden. Jesus even taught in parables to hide the wisdom of God from the people who wanted to understand it with their human minds. He didn't want the elite to get it. And so he put it in parables. He hid it. He hid the kingdom. The kingdom didn't come announcing itself with trumpets and red carpet. It wasn't obvious. It came looking like conflict. Now, Mark chapter 2 is the first of five conflict dialogues where we see this carpenter from Nazareth doing ministry in Galilee, having to confront the wisdom of this world to reveal the wisdom of God. He's teaching one day, and so many people have come to see him. The crowd has gathered. In Mark's gospel, the crowd is not necessarily a positive thing. We would think that if Jesus was trying to build a ministry, he would need a crowd. Jesus is so savage, sometimes if the crowd got too big, he would start running people off by saying stuff they didn't want to hear. He really would, and you'll have to read how he fed people, and they were happy. But after they ate their happy meal, he turned around and said, I'm not your Burger King. I know I'm mixing restaurants, but go with the illustration. He said, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, then you can have this kingdom. And they said, whoa, I was into the miracles, but this took a dark turn. This cannibalism thing. And even the disciples couldn't understand it, but Peter did after. And when he was recounting to Mark, so Mark could write this gospel account, he talked about the crowd. The crowd had gathered, and they were listening to Jesus preaching. And the Bible tells us about four men who brought their friend, and they could not get in because of the crowd. They had high hopes. You could say that their hopes were through the roof. Ah! Great expectation. But then they were met at the door. There are four doors in this passage that are not obvious. Four doors in this passage and in our lives that are not obvious, because life's greatest opportunities are not always obvious. So they come to the front door and they can't get in. This represents the door of disappointment. How disappointing it must have been that after you have carried your friend all this way, only to find out at church that not only is there no room in the main auditorium, but they're not even seating in overflow. Thank you very much. You can watch live stream. These men were met at the door with disappointment. And so, if they had subscribed to the theology that many of us live our lives according to, they would have turned around and gone home. Because obviously, everybody say obviously, it's not God's will for our friend to get healed today. If it were God's will for our friend to be healed today, we would have gotten in the door. But these boys, I wonder, do I have four crazy ones? Just four. These boys said, we did not carry you all this way with your heavy self to turn around and go home now. Now, I think these boys had maybe this is the monk's corner in me, but I picture their conversation. I picture these boys didn't drive a Prius. That's what I'm trying to say. These boys,
They're met at the door with disappointment, not to mention the man's disappointment. He's learned to deal with disappointment. His entire life is a disappointment. He can't walk. He can't dance. He can't do what other people do. But they've come this far. I said, they've come this far. And they didn't come this far to go home. So Bubba says to Tommy, hey, man. I was looking around. I didn't see no security cameras right around the south entrance, man. I reckon, wonder if you could, Bubba and Tommy. And, who else? Rufus. Rufus. That's the last one, I promise. He said, what you reckon if we get around there and they're whispering because they don't want the man on the mat to know what they're about to do. Don't tell everybody all your plans. Sometimes you just gotta do stuff. You don't always ask permission. Sometimes it's better to ask forgiveness. What if we went up? I know we can't get in. So what if we went up? Sometimes you got to change levels. Let me get behind my pulpit. Sometimes the reason you can't get in that door is because it wasn't your door. God is calling you higher. Who am I preaching to? Sometimes the reason you got rejected is because it was the wrong level of relationship. And if those people would have liked you, it would have actually limited. I'm caffeinated today. High five somebody, say go higher. Come on, when they go low, we go high. He's calling me higher. So they go up and they do not find a door, they make a door. Have you ever had to make your own door? Nobody gave me money to start this church. Nobody sponsored me officially. I wish they would have. But you know, I'm kind of glad they didn't, because I had to learn how to dig. And sometimes one of the greatest things that can happen to you in your life is to be turned away at the front door. Because you discover another door. Somebody shout, there's another door. This is not the normal door. This is not for normal people. This is not for people who want to quit because the Wi-Fi was a little slow or skip church because it was 43 degrees. No, this is for the people who have determined. Somebody shout, I'm determined. Now, we have a frou-frou view of faith. We think of faith as being something to fall back on, not Mark. Mark mentions faith four times in his gospel, and none of them represent an attitude. They always represent actions. Faith to Mark is something you can see. Actually, it's something that you can see in response to something that you cannot see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So it is something that you can see in response to a hope that you can't see. That's a series right there. There's another door. There's another door. And when Jesus, verse 5, saw their faith, not heard their faith. It wasn't that they talked about how much they trusted God. It's that they refused to go home that easy. Yeah. I'll tell you this real quick. Just a little side thing. Me and Chris were trying to write a song the other day. And I said, I know this is the 51st revision on this song, but I want the devil to know I'm going to keep coming. Because I feel like we're supposed to finish this song. Chris Brown looked back at me and said, if that joker doesn't know that by now about us... He hadn't been paying attention. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not always the smartest, but I don't turn around the first time somebody tells me, you can't come in this door. That's just not how I'm wired. Now, it's fine. It's fine. If you don't like me, you don't have to. But I'll find somebody who does. It's fine. Some people, when I started Elevation, didn't want to come because they said it was a cult. And that's fine. But I'll find another way. See, if you just got four good friends, just four good friends. And sometimes if you don't have four, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and me, that's four. We're going to do this.
Those boys were like, we ain't going home. He's heavy. No, sir. And we'll put him up on that roof, and we're going to dig through that mud, and we're going to make a door. We're going to make a door. I'm going to get through to my kid one way or another. I'm not just going to give up on him. Not that easy. I'm going to find a way to get through. I might have to shut up. I might have to speak up. If that doesn't work, I'll do the other. I might have to hug him. I might have to hit. I might have to try some different ways. But now we come to the door on the ceiling. There's another door. If you can't get in the front door, go up. It's another door. You got to make it. It doesn't look like a door. You got to dig through it. There's a door, but you can't see it. It's not visible. It's not something you can see. It takes faith. And faith is something you can see in response to something that you can't see. So you got to make a door, make a door, make a door. Somebody say, make a door, make a door, make a door, make a door, make a door. And Jesus respected their carpentry. Jesus liked their work. He actually, in verse 5, he's preaching, and there's a distraction overhead. Now, he's not even healing this day. It's not even on his agenda to see sick people. Some of life's greatest opportunities are not always obvious. And some of God's greatest invitations will show up in the form of interruptions. And he's preaching. And he's probably doing a really good job. Just going off context clues. He is the word, so if he preaches what he is, it's probably pretty good. Got a big crowd. And all of a sudden, Peter says something Matthew doesn't say. Matthew describes the incident. He simplifies in Matthew 9, verse 2. Matthew says, some men brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, what did Matthew leave out? The fact that they ripped off this dude's roof. It sounds so nice when Matthew says it. It just looks so easy. And they brought their friend and Jesus healed them. No. Something. Did you hear that? Jesus is preaching. You know, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them in practice like a wise man who builds a house on the rock, rain came down, streams rose, winds blew, beat against that house, yet didn't fall because it had a foundation on the rock. And right about the time he's making his point, here comes a sound. Remember that Mark is writing what Peter told him to write. And consider that most scholars believe that it was Peter's house that Jesus was preaching in. So Matthew remembered the healing. Peter remembered the roof. It's funny to me. It's perspective. Did you hear that? Keep preaching, keep preaching, keep preaching. We're going to check it out. But about the time that the dirt starts falling from the mud on the ceiling, are you willing to get your hands dirty, by the way? Or are you too afraid to mess up your manicure to go after your miracle? I could preach manicures or miracles. The choice is yours. And they had to drop him. You can't get him all the way down. And here comes the dirt. And here comes the man. We'll call him Matt. We don't know his name. Jesus says, I like your style, boys. That's what I did when I came down through your dirt, through your shame, through your sin. I like it, boys. And now, Rufus and Bubba, Willie and Jimmy, all looking in now. What's going to happen next? And Jesus leans down and says to the man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." And Willie says, "What'd he say?" And Jimmy says, "Sounded like he said something about sins." And Willie says, "Did he say anything about healing?" And Jimmy says, "No, just something about sins." And Rufus says, "That's good that he forgave his sins, but can he fix his legs too while he's at it?" Because they did not bring the man before Jesus to get him forgiven. They brought him before Jesus to get him healed. So the question is, what do you do when God bypasses what you want to give you what you need? The most obvious thing to do is to heal the man. But sometimes before God can do what is obvious and change your situation, he wants to work within you so that when he changes your situation, you will be ready to receive it.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.